Thank you so much to Happy Mammoth for sponsoring this episode of Making Moves.
I don't know about you guys, but every time I'm PMSing, I feel beyond off. Like, something is not right when I'm PMSing. And ever since I started Hormone Harmony, I swear it has changed my life.
Like, I'm not even kidding you. Before I experienced Hormone Harmony, I was getting the most insane cravings, bloating, feeling super off randomly, and even sometimes not getting good quality sleep. And y'all know how important sleep is to me. Like, it is my number one thing. So I wanted to take the reins on my health, specifically my hormone health. And that's why I started taking Hormone Harmony.
Happy Mammoth, the company that created Hormone Harmony, is dedicated to making women's lives easier. It has zero sugar and is gluten-free, dairy-free, non-GMO, and third-party tested. And the biggest benefit? Feeling like myself again. That's what women mention over and over in their reviews. There are over 17,000 reviews for Hormone Harmony.
If you don't know what Hormone Harmony is, let me just tell you. It supports hormonal balance and regulation, supports cortisol, estrogen, improves sleep quality, reduces occasional bloating and gas. It even can relieve mood swings. Any woman with symptoms of hormonal imbalances can take it.
For a limited time, you can get 15% off your entire first order at happymammoth.com. Just use the code MOVES at checkout. That's happymammoth.com and use code MOVES, M-O-V-E-S, code MOVES for 15% off today.
Have you seen Chuck Norris lately? He's still kicking butt and staying active well into his 80s. What's even more shocking is he looks more jacked than ever and seems to have more energy than guys half his age. And it's all thanks to Morning Kick, a revolutionary new daily drink from Roundhouse Provisions that combines ultra-potent greens like spirulina and kale with probiotics, prebiotics, collagen, and even ashwagandha. Just mix with water, stir, and enjoy. Unlike other green drinks out there, this one tastes exactly like strawberry lemonade and has hundreds of five-star reviews. Go to roundhouseprovisions.com/save44 for up to 44% off your regular priced order. Plus, every purchase is backed by a 90-day money-back guarantee. So if you want to experience smoother digestion, a boost of energy, and just an overall healthier body, then go to roundhouseprovisions.com/save44 today. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Results can vary.
Another day is here, and you're ready for it. What to wear? Check. Breakfast, lunch, and dinner? Check. Planning for what's next and how to save for it? That's where Bank of America can help. For your financial to-dos, Bank of America has experts ready to help get you closer to your goals. Get started at one of our local financial centers or 24-7 in our mobile banking app. Find a location near you at bankofamerica.com/talktous. What would you like the power to do? Mobile banking requires downloading the app and is only available for select devices. Message and data rates may apply. Bank of America NA, member FDIC.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Hey guys, welcome back to Making Moves. I am here with my dear friend Zane.
Hello everyone. Woo! Yeah. Miss TKJZ Paul, baby.
Oh my God. I love your energy.
Thank you.
Thanks so much for coming on. I'm like seriously honored.
Of course, of course. Thank you for having me on. Yeah. I'm really excited.
And you're repping your brand, Cremota.
Of course, Cremota, yep.
I cannot wait for you guys to drop like merch because yeah. I want a hat.
We've been preparing, like because we can't do it now because we have to sell through our like last batch, but we wanna rebrand. We wanna make like dope
Period.
Merch, like really good quality stuff because right now it's like we're not exactly where we want to be, but like once we have these out, oh my God, it's going to be a game changer.
I'm so excited. Yeah. And the like the logo, everything's so good. So yeah. I'm so excited. Zane, can you give us a little?
Oh my God, I'm so Zane! Sorry. I should have shut this off.
Do you want to answer? You can answer.
Yeah, let me answer. It's Heath. Hey Heath, say hi to everybody. Y'all miss TK Juicy Pose Podcast.
Hey Heath.
Oh, hello hey. There.
How are you?
How you guys doing?
You look Good. So great right now.
We have a special guest, everyone.
Yeah,
look at that.
Heath.
Hey. Heath has to come on with Mariah.
Oh, that'd be fun.
Absolutely. That'd be so fun.
Bye, baby.
Bye.
Love you.
Bye, baby. Illy. Okay. So funny.
All right,
okay.
That won't happen again.
Come
that,
on,
that was
Zane.
The best person that could have interrupted this.
Exactly. Oh my God, your background. Show them your phone background. Oh.
Ms. Juicy Baby. It's a screenshot from the
Ms.
podcast
Juicy
when
Baby.
We had her on. That's just the funniest face ever. So I was like, I'm going to have that on my screensaver.
I'm dead. Okay, give me your elevator pitch for like someone that doesn't know about you. Like, tell me where you're from, how you got here, the little like, you know.
Okay,
pitch
so it's like kind of like an audition room.
Yeah. Yeah, give us
Hey guys, name. My name is Zane Hijazi. Well, Zane Ahmed Hijazi is my middle name. It's my dad's name.
Period.
I'm from Florida, Fort Lauderdale. I like to say Fort Lauderdale because most people know where that is, but I'm actually from, well, no, I was born in Miami. And then
Whoa.
I moved to Coral Springs.
Okay.
And then I lived in Plantation for like most of my like middle school and high school. And then I moved out here like 8 years ago, 9 years ago. So
okay.
Heath and I were doing Vines when we were in college. And when we hopped on the app was out for maybe 2-3 months.
Whoa.
So we downloaded Vine because we saw that our friends were posting Vines, but like it was really shitty, like clips. It was a clip of their Starbucks and them at school.
Yeah.
And we're just like, what the hell is this like montage 6 second app? So we downloaded it and we went to the popular page and we saw the first person we saw on there was Marcus Johns.
Oh my gosh.
So Marcus Johns popped up and we saw that he was doing like these skits. And we're like, oh shit.
So that was like higher quality.
Yeah. And he was like, and he was getting like 10 to 15,000 like likes at the time. So we're like, oh my God, I didn't even know that you can like make videos. We didn't even know what making videos was.
Yeah.
Like, that was not even in our like brain.
I feel like no one did.
No one. Yeah. So Heath and I were like, let's try to do it quick because we'd always make jokes. Like we were really funny together. So we're like, let's make a Vine real quick. So we made a Vine. We posted it. I remember we shared it to all our friends, which was so, like, I can't believe that we did that. Like,
Wait,
we were,
you were
that
like sending
big.
It,
we're
like,
go hey, guys, like, hey, friends, make sure to check it out. And everyone's
we
just like,
up.
Okay, yeah. It was like, thinking back to it, it was just like, what the fuck were
you
we
were
doing?
You were like, it's about grind, it's about power.
Yeah. Well, we weren't in our heads, like, we're going to do
yeah.
this. We were just having so much fun, but we wanted people to see it, too, you know, because we were spending so much time making these
exactly.
vines. So we just started posting, and I remember, like, after posting, like, 10, 15 vines, it started like picking up. And
oh
we're like,
gosh.
Oh my God, people are seeing our stuff.
Yeah, that's crazy.
And I remember Heath and I would always put like hashtags in the post in order for more people to see it.
Okay.
And we also did the whole like follow. We'd follow people so they could, so they, like we'd pop up with their notifications.
Yeah.
Like,
and then would you unfollow them?
Followed, and then we would follow them. And no, we stayed following like the people we followed.
Okay.
But we wanted a little bit of traction on our stuff. So we only followed a few people. And then we realized that the hashtag works better. So we stopped following people.
Oh.
And then we started doing the hashtags.
Wow.
To get our
little,
videos seen.
Like, entrepreneurs.
I know.
That's very impressive.
And then we like kept going. And it just like kind of went off. And we were still like working. We were still going to school.
How did y'all meet?
We met we knew of each other in high school, but we didn't really like talk to each other. We weren't really
Did
friendly
you go to
with
the
each
same
other.
High school?
We went to the same high
That's
school.
That's crazy.
Yeah. I would say like we say this all the time. I don't know the scale of this because it was like such a long time ago, but we always say this because it's like funnier. But I'm pretty sure that Heath and I like weren't the biggest fans of each other.
Oh,
you know?
Okay. Yeah, yeah.
Yeah, because like there's a few moments where I remember that like me and my friends were like talking shit about him, and there's times where like I remember he would like talk shit about me.
Yeah.
Like small little
moments.
You're
in moments. Different like groups.
Yeah, mm-hmm. But it was like high school though. Everybody's like talking shit.
Everyone's
you know,
talking
that's just
shit.
How it is. But like Heath was definitely the cooler one in high school. He had all the friends and I was just like the nobody. Like I had like a friend.
Really?
I had like one best friend. Yeah. Aww. And we were both like nobody. Like we were the ones
I
like sitting
it.
By ourselves
yeah.
in the cafeteria and while
talking shit about
Heath was with like all the boys. Yeah, we were a complete opposite spectrum of high school like life.
I could see
life.
Heath being like a catch in high school because he's very
oh, yeah.
outgoing.
Exactly.
Like, you know,
he was really
more...
funny. He was like the
yeah.
class clown. He would like hilariously like talk back to teachers, but do it in a way where he doesn't get in trouble.
Got it.
So like a
like
teacher
a little smart aleck.
Yeah, yeah, like a teacher would say something, he'll just be like, fuck me in the ass. And the teacher would be like, excuse me?
Yeah.
He's like, No, I was saying, do we need a pass to go to the bathroom? Like,
oh, he'll come, my God.
And so you can't really get in trouble because what are they going to do? Send you to detention? And then he's like, I never said that.
He's like a good schmoozer.
He was very, very good at what he was doing. It's funny because, like, he kind of lost that. He brought the humor in other things. Uh-huh. So he's not like, you know, he doesn't talk back to people or anything like that. But he still has that, like, smart, like, you know.
He's quick with words.
Yeah, mm-hmm. Exactly. So it was, you know, we knew of each other and we'd always sit next to each other because of our last names. So we were always around each other in the same class. Yeah. And there was actually one class where we sat. Remember those tables where it was two to a seat?
Yes.
Like those science tables? Me and Heath actually like sat next to each other.
Wait, that's crazy. I wish you had a photo from that.
I do have a photo from that. I have it on my phone. I'll send it to you. You can put it up right here.
I know.
But,
that'd be amazing.
So we started like we were talking, but you know, we never became friends or hung out outside of high school or whatever. And then after we graduated, I think I went to college for a year. I like didn't really like.
Where did you go?
Broward Community College. It was just like a community college.
In Florida?
Florida, yeah. I think it's now a Broward college, but it feels like a neighborhood college. It's not like that college life. You go to class and you go home.
Not there's like big state school.
There's no dorms or anything like that.
And you weren't a frat kid.
Yeah, people weren't like, you go on that Broward college party, like that shit didn't exist.
Okay.
So it was really boring. And you couldn't, like, it was hard to make friends over there too.
Okay.
Like in that college. For like a year, like, you know, I didn't really see much of him. And then I think a little soon after, we bumped into each other. I went to a friend's bowling party. And then Heath was at another friend's bowling party in the same bowling alley.
Whoa.
So I remember Heath like walked up to me and he was just like, hey, you want to like grab a cigarette? You want to like smoke a cigarette? I was like, sure. So we go outside, we're smoking a cigarette. And then he invites me to go fishing the next day
with him at like some golf
course. So very on brand.
At a golf course?
You have to like sneak into the golf course
very
because you were not allowed to like be there if you weren't like golfing or paying. So we would like sneak in and we'd go all the way to the side and we would just fish there until somebody like kicks us out. So he invited me. We both went and I remember we got like a pack of six beers. It was like platinum beers. Remember platinum beers? And we were just fishing. And then since that day, we just started hanging out like every day.
Whoa.
Mm-hmm.
You know what's crazy? Like, isn't it weird how the universe/orbit works? Like the fact that you were there at that bowling alley at that day and then he just happened to have the confidence to like ask you to hang out, and then it like, it's just weird how like,
and all my friends even talk about that too, because a lot of my friends were there and they remember that was the first time I like hung out with Heath. It's just crazy that they all like remember this. Just like, yo, like, that was it. Like, that was when you guys met. Like, really, like,
everything happens
out.
For a reason.
Exactly.
Like, if it's supposed to happen, it's supposed to. I know it's so cheesy, but like, that is like such a testament to that.
I know. It's crazy because, like, I feel like after I met him, my life like completely flipped because I was able to, like, because I was always shy before that moment.
Uh-huh.
Because even like the friends that I made, I was always shy. Like, I wasn't, like, I never came out of the box. I never, mm-hmm. I never felt I was funny. I never
like
just
almost
very
came
shy.
Into your own.
Very introverted. Yeah. And then after I met Heath, he like brought out like a really funny side of me.
Mm-hmm.
And like months after we started hanging out, we just started making videos.
That's amazing.
Yeah. It's crazy.
It's crazy. Like what one person can do to like change your life.
Yeah.
Like one person.
Mm-hmm.
That's awesome. I love that. Okay, so then you guys moved out here together.
Yeah.
And started doing the Vine stuff.
Yeah, so we were
full-time.
Still doing the Vine stuff. We were getting a lot of like Vine jobs at home. So, and it was great because we were still living at home. We were still kind of working, but like we were just saving mm-hmm. every dollar that we were making.
Yeah.
And that was back then. I don't know if you remember this. Do you remember back in Vine when you'd see all those Hot or Not or Badoo ads?
Wait, no.
Do you know what Badoo is?
Uh-uh.
It was like this dating app. That everybody was promoting, like all the Viners were promoting.
That's hilarious.
And I remember they came, there was a system Badoo came up with some creators where you got a job every week. It was like a salary. So you had to post like one Vine for Badoo and then revine every week.
Oh, whoa.
And then, and Heath and I, we were doing that for months, and that's how we saved all that money. We saved about like $20,000 to $25,000.
Wait, how much do you think you got paid from one like Badoo ad?
I think when we posted a Vine, it was like $2,000, and then a Revine was $500.
That's pretty crazy, though. Like back then, you were probably like, "What the heck?"
Yeah, it was, and it was like it was a good rate. But not only that, it was like consistent. We were getting it every week, and
Heath
and I
were like,
If we keep doing this, this is gonna be like we can like do anything.
That's
we can move anywhere.
Crazy.
So we were doing that, and then. And then I remember I stopped taking jobs because I used to work at the airport. I used to do like travel directing.
Yes, I heard you talk about this on Zane.
Yeah, it was a great job. And so I stopped doing that. He was still working at Brookstone because he was like a manager there. He was just like working like kind of, I think, full time. Yeah, I think he was a manager. And I would, during his breaks, I would come in and we would get vines done and then I'd go.
Oh my gosh, I love the grind.
Yeah, so we were going. And this was when we were like, you know, we were like kind of doing well on the app.
Yeah.
And I remember me and Heath told each other, like, if we hit 50,000 followers by, like, August, we're not going to FSU. We're going to go, like, straight to LA so we can keep making videos. Because we saw that other creators were there.
Yeah.
And it was so confusing to us seeing all these creators already there. We're like, wait did like they how? All just move there in, like, the span of, like, a year? How did this? And then we found out that everybody that was making vines there were already living there. And because LA is a city of filming, everyone's filming shit, it, like, hit us up. Oh, that's like where everybody makes movies, so it makes sense that all these like creators are there just making vines already. So we hit like, I remember we hit like 150,000 by the time
that's epic.
So we're like, okay, we got to stick to our word. We got to move out there. And I remember my mom and nobody understood what we were doing. They're like, what do you mean you're moving out there? Like, yeah, I understand you made some money, but like, how can you just move there? And we're like, we got this. Like, if it doesn't work out, we'll just move back home. It'll suck, but we'll just.
It's hard to move across the country.
Yeah, it really is.
And people don't give enough people credit like who move across the country.
And it's scary too. And thank God I had Heath.
Yeah.
I had somebody to move out with because I was by myself. I would have never moved out there.
I was by myself and I was terrified.
That's crazy.
I don't know how I did it.
You got balls. That's like, genuinely. That's crazy.
I don't know how to,
like,
I did.
To just like pack up by yourself, move out there.
I had to convince my parents, nobody. It's scary. But like, I'm so glad I did.
Yeah.
I just knew I needed to be here. But that's amazing that you guys moved out here together. I'm so glad you had each other.
Thank you. So we move out. We both had like, I think we both had like 15 to 20 saved up and we
20K in your bank accounts.
Yeah.
That's so amazing.
So we moved out there, we moved our cars and everything. And by the time we got everything moved in and paying the deposit and everything, we didn't realize how expensive LA was. We're like, so this sucks. I remember moving out there. We spent everything moving out there.
Yeah.
And so we were still doing vines for the next 2 years. We were living pretty much paycheck to paycheck.
No way.
Because all the savings that we had, we pretty much spent it on moving out there because it was so expensive. The down payment, the furniture, everything cost so much.
Isn't it crazy though? Like, not to interrupt you, but like, necessity truly is the mother of invention. Like, you were like, I gotta pay rent, let me be creative.
Yeah,
like, you
exactly.
literally have to invent something to like make ends meet.
And we were just like, we have to keep making vines. We have to meet as many people as possible so we can like get jobs and collaborate and like, you know, whatever. And it was really stressful those first 2 years. It was a lot. And I feel like those 2 years were like Heath and I's, I feel like, roughest time, especially like even when we were living together, we had moments where we were like fighting and shit, but that was just because everything was just so hard and it was very stressful. Like, everything was so new. But like, it was really exciting at the same time, you know? It was like,
oh my gosh,
this is great. This is so much better than working at the fucking airport. Like, we get to like make videos and meet new people and go out to eat sometimes, you know, and not have to worry about waking up and going to work at like 7 a.m. So it was really nice. And then skip on over to, we met David, met Scott, Todd, kind of like around the same few months, like two-month span.
Okay.
And we're still making vines with each other. And
all of them were Viners?
We were all Viners. David, Todd, Scott, everybody were Viners.
That's crazy.
And David decided to buy a camera, a shitty vlog camera. Oh, it was like half broken. And then he just started vlogging.
What was it? Like a G7X or something?
It was something, but I remember he had like this blue tape on it because it was like kind of broken.
It's very Casey Neistat of
him. I just remember that. Yeah.
Blue tape.
And he just started vlogging and we just didn't understand what he was doing. He like was holding the camera on us. We're like, we don't know how to act in more than 6 seconds. Like, we know how to act
that's
for a
crazy.
second, and that's it. And then we post it. But he was just vlogging the whole thing. He's like, what do we say? What do we do?
And were you trying to come up with like bits for the vlog?
He was like mainly coming up with like
a comedy.
he mainly come up with the bits, and we would just be a part of it, and then we'd start to understand like, oh, okay, these are like kind of mini skits. Like, we've seen skits on YouTube, so it was kind of like that, but more like authentic, where it feels like it's real, but it's like kind of like staged, you know. It was like half stage, half not. So it was just really exciting, and I remember that took off, and we all we're just having so much fun doing that.
And then did you, because of that, start your own channels and everything?
Yeah, but we didn't start our channels for like 2 years after
That's crazy. Crazy.
Because I think we're all having so much fun already, just like, and it was less stressful having to not focus. Like, our work was to just be in his.
In his stuff.
It's like being an actor in a big show. It's just, you come in, you do your thing, and then you leave.
Uh-huh.
But we weren't getting paid.
Yeah.
You know, we were still like relying on like Vine deals and whatever. So, but like they were coming in less and less. So, but we were doing well with like being in David's stuff.
Uh-huh.
We just weren't getting any income.
Yeah.
And you know, David couldn't pay everybody. That's just not how YouTube works.
Yeah.
Because if he pays all of us every month, then just what's left.
Yeah, exactly.
So, because these shows, they have millions of dollars of budget per episode, you know? And while the budget here is like,
also, I feel like
5,000 an episode.
Yeah. I also feel like he has so many people that come in and out of his vlogs as well. Like, it's hard to, it would be hard to decide, like, whose rate is whose and like stuff like that.
It
ruins, like, that gets sticky with friendships.
Exactly. And you know what? I'm not gonna lie, there was a point where we sat down with each other, like, maybe he should pay us, but then it got to the point where it's like, no, it just doesn't make sense.
Yeah.
If anything, we just gotta make our own videos.
Exactly.
So that's what we did.
Oh my God, that's amazing.
Scott was like the first one to like come to start his YouTube channel. So he started filming. I saw that, like, oh, okay, he's doing it. Maybe
he's
I
doing
can do
the damn
it too.
Thing.
So we each just made a channel and just started.
What's amazing blogging. About YouTube is like they just posting, you can make money.
Yeah.
Versus like Vine, there was no monetization.
No monetization until the end of the app. There's no way to make money unless you got a brand deal on top
got
of that.
It.
Yeah.
So are you like so triggered now with social media? Like, oh my gosh, this could be deleted in one day.
Absolutely.
Really?
Every day.
Yeah.
I do not. I definitely do not take it for granted. I know there's a chance that this could all end. My mom tells me every day I'm on the phone, honey, you know, just like make sure you have a backup plan because this can end. I'm like, Mom, I know I don't want to think about that, but I know that there's like all this can end. And we've seen it happen before. We've seen the funniest creators, the funniest people, when you're not consistent and you are not, and especially me, I am not consistent. I am not posting. It sucks, and I know I should be posting, but it's so hard to come up with ideas, especially ideas that you think are good. Because I can come up with an idea, and I think it's a shitty idea, and I could post it, but I'm not going to feel good about myself, and I'm going to be embarrassed.
No, we got to find you. We're going to find someone like me to work for you.
Yeah, I don't know what it is. I think it's just like, because I've been doing it for the past like 8 years, like I've posted more than 200 videos on my YouTube channel, and like now I just feel like I've really just dried myself out. And now I feel like I don't want to post anything on YouTube unless it's like a set idea and I'm putting in like $100,000 into it to make it cool. And you know what I mean? That's all I want to do. But like, that takes a long time.
Okay.
It's a lot of energy. And yeah, like if I need all my friends in it, then I have to like schedule that out. And it's like, it's stressful. So I just don't do it.
Thank you so much to Apartments.com for sponsoring this episode of Making Moves. Apartments.com believes a dishwasher does more than just clean plates. It turns your whole place into a time machine by turning the time you would have spent washing dishes into extra time for you. That could mean more time to read, more time to knit, or more time to contemplate the vastness of time itself. With Apartments.com, finding somewhere to live with an elusive dishwashing/time-expanding device is easy. Apartments.com hosts the most rental listings with over 1 million available units. And with comprehensive search tools and instant alerts, you never have to worry about missing out on the perfect place. To find whatever you're searching for and more, visit Apartments.com, the place to find a place.
The one thing that has kept me sane throughout the 75 Hard Challenge, and more importantly, has kept me hydrated the most, is Liquid IV. Y'all, when I tell you, I literally crave Liquid IV. Like, the lemon lime flavor lives rent-free in my head. First of all, it just always quenches my thirst, but it is perfectly sour and has that tangy taste to it, and it's just so good. Like a nice, cold, crisp glass of Liquid IV. Oh my gosh, mwah! Sounds so good. Whether you hydrate to live or live to hydrate, Liquid IV quenches your thirst faster than water alone. With 3 times the electrolytes of the leading sports drinks, plus 8 vitamins and nutrients for everyday wellness, all in a single sugar-free stick. So I actually just taste tested all of the flavors for you guys, the pear, the white peach, the green grape, and the lemon lime. And I have to tell you, I still think lemon lime is my favorite. But my second favorite is green grape. And then my third favorite, believe it or not, is pear. I'm actually shocked by how much I like pear. And then in fourth place for me was the white peach. My favorite thing about Liquid IV is how convenient it is, especially because I am always on the go. I am booked and busy, and I'm sure you guys are too. So being able to pack it so easily in a purse or a carry-on or whatever the case is, like my work bag, I always have a Liquid IV in there because throughout my day, I get so thirsty and nothing truly satisfies my thirst craving other than a Liquid IV. Like, it is so good. I literally want to make one right now. And listen, drinking water is great. Like, I've been drinking so much water while doing the 75 Hard Challenge, but one stick of Liquid IV in 16 ounces of water hydrates you way better than water alone. And I love it because I feel like it actually revives me. And the best part about it is that there's no artificial sweeteners and zero sugar. However you hydrate, grab your Liquid IV Hydration Multiplier, sugar-free in bulk nationwide at Costco, or get 20% off your first order when you go to liquidiv.com and use code TK at checkout. That's 20% off your first order when you shop better hydration today using promo code TK at liquidiv.com.
Are you a three on the Enneagram? Do you know?
A three?
Yeah.
I actually don't know. I don't know what my number is.
Oh my God, you have to take the test. Okay, so.
Do you have the test on you?
Well, it takes a while.
Oh, okay.
Basically, I'm a three.
Okay.
And a lot of creators are threes, and it's like the achiever. So like my mentality with a lot of things is like, if I'm going to do it, I'm going to do it forking right. Like,
yes,
I'm gonna
exactly.
go all out, balls to the walls, right? Yeah. So when I like started my podcast or when I started my YouTube channel, like I used to edit, I would film and edit like actually a really good video,
yeah.
right? And then I would finish it and I'd be like, this isn't good enough, I'm not uploading it, right?
That's for exactly years. Yeah.
And our head, we think that it needs to be at this caliber.
Oh, yeah,
but
yeah,
I would
yeah.
tell someone like myself or like you, your shitty idea, even though it isn't shitty to like mm-hmm. the world, is better to upload than nothing because otherwise we won't upload.
Exactly.
Does that make sense?
Yes, that makes sense.
And
sorry.
You, like someone told, I heard this on a podcast once and it literally was a light bulb off in my head. I always say it on this podcast. Uh-huh. And it's launch now, adjust later. Like basically launch your shit now, launch your podcast, launch your brand, launch your whatever, your video, because it's never going to be perfect. So launch now and make little adjustments here and there to your channel like as you go.
Oh, yeah. You see, I'm the complete opposite. I am setting up for years. And then when I launch it, I expect it to kill. And well, if it doesn't kill, then I want to kill myself because I just spent 2-3 years setting it up.
No, you need to change your mentality.
I know.
I'm serious.
That's definitely a big, big weakness of mine, especially like – yeah, I just – because once I get out of that mindset – because right now Heath and I are starting to make videos again.
Mm-hmm.
And
which, thank
I think
God.
we need to just like really let go and just
yes.
get it out there and then figure it out as
we're
posting.
That's what I'm saying. You'll learn as you go. Like, oh, you know, I actually didn't like the way that performed, but I feel like if we tweaked this, it would perform better doing this
yeah.
or whatever. You just learn as you go.
But I'm too embarrassed by that first one that's up. Like, it just makes
but
me like...
everyone, that's good.
Yeah.
You should be embarrassed by your past work
yeah.
because that means you're getting better.
Yeah.
Right?
That's true. You're right.
I don't
okay.
know.
All right.
I feel you. Like, for years, I did not upload. I would like edit myself and I'd be like, ew, I look bad in this angle, or
uh-huh.
I don't like the way I look, or I don't like the way I said that, or this is a stupid idea.
Yeah.
Or like I was just like so negative.
Yeah.
And if I would have uploaded, I would be, my brand would be way further along
yeah.
now. Do you know
yeah,
what I mean?
I totally agree with you. I feel like if we were just stayed consistent every week
yeah.
since we started, oh my God. I mean, who knows where we could have been.
I think though, if you were to ask more of your friends, even just outside of your group, like, hey, can I get your genuine opinion on this idea?
Mm-hmm.
And like you had more of a soundboard of people being like, Zane, that's such a good idea. Like, please upload. You would like build more confidence. And
yeah.
people want to help.
Yeah. No, you're right. But
like, I want to help you. And you're like, no.
but then I'm also the type where I show you something, you're like, it's really good. I'm like, you're lying to me.
No, I would tell you.
I feel like you're not telling me.
Would tell you if it's. I tell Alicia some of her shit's like not it all the time.
So if I sent you like a video that I like put time in, you would tell me if it like sucks or not.
Yeah.
Okay. Perfect. All right.
I would be.
It's
like,
good to have someone like that because it makes you want to like.
I'm very, very, very real, especially with Alicia.
Yeah.
Like all the time, she's like, "Bitch," I'm like, we got to redo this. We're going to tear it off in the comments.
I like, I try to be completely honest with people, whether they like it or not, because that's how exactly, that's how I would,
you would want.
Yeah, that's what I
would
want.
I will say, I definitely am not like, that fucking sucks.
No, yeah, yeah, no,
like,
that's just me.
Hey,
yeah.
I would change this or whatever. Like, all the time, we'll, let's say she does a thumbnail, right?
Yeah.
And I'm like,
thumbnail sucks.
Yeah.
Sorry.
Well, no, she sends it and I'm like, okay, this is okay, but like, you could do better. And she's like, okay, I just needed to hear that. Sometimes you just need like someone to be like, I know you could do better.
Yeah.
And you're like, you're right. Let me go and honestly, that feels good
when you hear that. You're like, oh, that person is like paying attention and is like actually giving me constructive criticism. Yeah.
Even like, you know, deep down the other day, I was like, I had a morning routine. I was, which I've been wanting you to like film a funny morning routine forever.
Oh, really?
Yes, you would be so good at it.
My mornings are, absolutely. I'd have to think about it though, because if I film my morning routine, it's just me getting up and then leave on my house. I would have to like really, like I would want to come up with a bit for every single moment throughout the morning.
Which you could.
Which I could, yeah.
Yeah. But I think that in my morning routine, I like had, I didn't really pose. And then I had a bunch of screenshots that I could use and like make a cool thumbnail.
Yeah.
And then nothing was like going. Like I was in Photoshop like for like an hour trying to figure it out. And I was like, this is not it. So then I literally stopped everything I was doing, got in my pajamas, put a like sleeping mask, went in my bed, like set up the light. And I was like, hey, this better fucking be worth it. And it was.
Yeah.
It was. But like, I think I sent it because we have a thumbnails group chat with a bunch of creators.
Uh-huh.
And we'll like send it and we'll be like, guys, like, what do you think? And people will give their opinion.
Oh, on the thumbnails.
Yeah. That's all the time. Funny. And so I should add you to it.
Yeah, add me to it.
You'll be like, this sucks.
Too many thumbnails. I'm just like, a Zane left conversation. I'm like, I'm out of here.
It's not that crazy. But anyway, it's like nice when people are like, you could do better, bitch. Yeah. Like, try harder.
Yeah, that's good. That's good.
Anyway, okay. I just saw you at a Super Bowl party.
Yes.
And I met some family members of yours.
Yeah.
That was so fun.
Last time my mom was here was like 4 years ago. So like it was really good that she came on that weekend.
Dude, she's a MILF. She's hot.
I can't agree with you. She's a beautiful mother.
Yeah. And she's so nice.
Yeah, she's really sweet.
I talked to her for a long time.
Yeah, I saw you guys all mingling there for like an hour and a half. I'm like, all right, my mom's being taken care of. I'm going to go on this side.
You were like going to party. I was like, I got mom. I'm on mom duty.
I was like sticking around the whole time because my mom gets really shy in the beginning. Mm-hmm. And then when she has a couple of drinks in her, she starts letting loose and she's starting to talk to people. Yeah.
Right?
Yeah, a little bit. Yeah.
A little?
Mm-hmm.
I feel like it's so interesting meeting family members of people because things just make sense.
Yeah.
You know?
You start like you're just paying attention for like a good 20 minutes and you're just you're paying attention for 50% of the time. The other half, you're just like, okay, that's what, Zane does that.
Yeah. Okay. She's just a pointing badass out. Though. She's like a firefighter?
Mm-hmm, yeah.
I was like so impressed by her.
Yeah, she's been a firefighter for the past like, I'd say 20, 25 years.
That's crazy. And she's so proud of you. She was gassing you up. It was so cute.
I know. She does it all the time. She's I love her. She's awesome.
Yeah. Do you like having family members visit?
Yeah. I think the only thing that stresses me out is trying to find something to do
with them. Yeah, because it's
them. I could take them to like the Grove or something, but it's like, dude, is that like something they really want to do? I can take them touristy things, but like, I know I don't like touristy things. Like, if I went somewhere and visit a friend and they're like, or I'm going to take you like to all these touristy spots. I'm like, no, we don't need to do that. If you want, like, let me just adapt to what you do every day and we'll make the fun out of it. Uh-huh. I feel like that's what I would do.
Yeah.
But when it's the other way around, I'm just like constantly stressed. I'm like, fuck, what are we going to do?
Like, Hollywood
I took
sign.
Madison. I took my little sister to Six Flags because I was like trying to think of
something
that a 16-year-old girl would like to do. And I couldn't think of anything else. We can't take her to a bar or like a nice restaurant. She's not going to give a fuck. She's going to get like chicken nuggets.
Yeah.
So I was like, I'm just going to take her to Six Flags.
That's
so
fun.
We all went to Six Flags and we got them like the good passes. So because we got there like 12:31 and it was a Saturday, it was completely packed. And I was like, there's no way she's gonna ride more than one ride there.
Yeah.
So I was like, I'm just gonna get her like the most expensive pass just so she can like ride as many things as possible before we left.
That's so sweet.
Yeah, it was fun though. It was like it was a breeze. We're in and out.
Yeah, I feel like having family members here, like I agree with you. It's like, and LA is so big, so it's like hard to go to the beach and then like go to Universal and then go to the Hollywood sign. Like it's hard to do it all. But I felt like Super Bowl weekend literally felt like Coachella.
Oh yeah, absolutely.
Wasn't it crazy?
I don't know. It was such a weird feeling. Like, it really did feel like. Well, I mean, I think Revolve did an amazing job with their.
Did you not have the best time?
Because when we got invited to the thing, I was like, oh okay. I just in my head was gonna be like.
Like an event,
like Highlight Room. I just didn't think anything, didn't think much of it. And then I remember we got there, we walked in, and we're like, oh my God.
It was like a festival.
It looked like a giant festival.
Have you been to a Revolve thing before?
No,
like a party?
I've been to a Revolve party at Coachella.
Okay.
But I didn't think it was going to be like that. I thought it was going to be more like, you know, LA-based event. You know how LA...
Events are based like very sceney.
Yeah, exactly. But it was like, I remember just everybody was having a good time there.
I was drunk.
Oh, everybody was drunk.
We were throwing down. Like, yeah. Revolve throws down.
Yeah, they had a bar at every, like, corner. Like, uh-huh. Open bar. You weren't walking anywhere without just like full open bar. Yeah.
Yeah.
And then, the performance where they had the stage and where everybody could, like,
enjoy. That was the best concert I've ever been to in my life.
And everybody, it was, like, very roomy. And then when Drake performed, it looked like there was a ton of fans there. Like, it was just completely packed. Everybody had their phones out. And it just felt like you were at a festival.
No, it genuinely, I'm pretty sure I made eye contact with Drake. And I was living my best life.
Did you exchange phone numbers? No.
I saw
your story. You were really close to him. All you had to do was just, you know the Snapchat feature where you type? Yes. That's all you had to do.
That would have been amazing.
Yeah, I'm surprised. I'm surprised nobody did that. I was looking. I was like, why is nobody?
I did when Biebs was playing, because I was really close for that too. I like put on my phone, please play Beauty on a Beat. And I was like, holding it up. He didn't.
Yeah, the thing is that they set up all their songs before.
I know. Unfortunately. But whatever. But so, okay. Was that not crazy for you, like watching Drake and Biebs, and you literally were like in a music video with them?
The thing is, I didn't even think about that. I always forget that I did that because it happened so quick. Like, I was in and out.
That's like the coolest thing ever.
Yeah, no, you should have seen how many people were reaching out to me, like friends from back home. Like, I felt like a celebrity that day. I had everybody blowing up my phone. It was so cool. But because how I got the opportunity, I was at home. I just flew in home and I was there for like 2 days and I was supposed to stay there for another like 7 days. Mm-hmm. And I get a call from King Batch.
I've heard he's so nice. I've heard he's so nice.
He never called me. We never talked.
Yeah.
And I see his call. I'm like, why the hell is he calling
me?
I haven't talked to him in like a year and a half, 2 years. So I answer the phone and he's like, hey, what are you doing this day? It was like in 2 days and I was still in Florida. I just got to Florida to see my mom. And I was like, oh shit, I'm in Florida. Why? He's like, damn, okay. We're doing a music video for Drake and and it's gonna be me, Tim, Adam, and we needed a fourth like guy. Like I think he said Arab guy, I don't know, but it was like as a comedic relief for the video. And I was like, is this for like Drake Bell? Like Drake Bell music video? I was so confused. He's like,
shut up.
He was like, no, Drake. Like Drake. I was like
Drake, period.
I was like, what? He's like, he wants me in it? Like you guys want me in this video? He's like, yeah, and Justin Bieber is in it. It's Drake's song, but Justin Bieber's in it. I was like,
period.
And I was like, that sounds awesome. But in my head, I'm like, I know how music video. I've been in a at a music video set, and in my head, I was like, I know I'm just gonna be there, and
like
I'm,
in the background,
like in the background as an extra. I don't know if this is worth it. And so I was like, I'll get back to you. And I was really thinking about it. And then I called him back. I was like, all right, like, what am I doing in this music video? Am I like, are we extras? Are we like, do we have like moments in this? Uh-huh. What is it? He's like, no. It's like, we're like the four, his four like roadies or best friends. And we're going around everywhere with him.
Uh-huh.
And I was like, okay. And in my head, I was like, I don't understand how this is gonna be comedic relief, but like, I talked to my mom. I was like, hey, mom, should I do this? She's like, absolutely.
Get
on that plane right now and go back. I was like, are you sure? She's like, yeah. So I was like, fuck, okay, fine. And so I flew back early. And I remember I got to the shoot and they were doing COVID tests. And I was just like, oh, my God. What if I have it? Like, I just flew back.
Oh, my God. Can you imagine?
And now I just, like, for nothing.
Every time I take a test now, I, like, get anxiety.
Yeah. I was praying to God that, like, I was going to pass it. I passed.
Period.
And then we got in, and I just remember there was hundreds of people just everywhere running around. We got the directors, like, it was crazy.
Yeah.
And
where was it? Like, Beverly Hills or something? Hollywood Hills?
Yeah, it was somewhere around there.
Like,
I forgot. Yeah, it was a cool house. It was a pretty big property. And We get there. I meet the guys. And I remember we were like sitting around for like hours waiting for our scenes. And then we finally get called after hours. I was so fucking nervous. Mm-hmm. You know, I was like, I've never been in anything like this before. And especially in a video like this.
Yeah.
And I'm very, like, very shy on camera. Like, I get very, I overthink. And I like get, really? I was about to have an anxiety attack. Yeah. Yeah. I was like, I was so scared. Because I did not know if, like, we had lines. I'm not an actor. Like, uh-huh. I was just really in my head.
Well, and, like, I feel like we do stuff all the time with internet people. But, like, Drake and Justin Bieber are a different level exactly. of, like, I would be freaking out, too.
Like, what if, like, I'm in a scene and I do something and I look over to one of them and they're just giving me this, like, just, like, what the fuck is... Like, that would
You kill. Mess up the tape.
I would fucking sprint out of there. I was like, no way I'm going to stay around for this embarrassment.
Yeah.
But we finally get called, and we're just like, we're kind of in the background. We're like at a party scene, and we're basically like flexing, right?
Okay.
The whole video, we're just flexing. And then it's time for like this scene where like we have the four cars, Justin Bieber's in the middle, and then his four friends are in front of each car.
Uh-huh.
I'm like, oh my God, this is your moment. This is a big moment because it's just us and then Justin Bieber with these like two girls next to him. I was like, what the all right, where's the funny? When do we do something funny? And they're just like, no, just like pose on the car like it's your car like this. And I'm just like, oh, that's it? It's like, I'm really bad at flexing. Like, I'm not, this is not
You're like,
my
this
world.
Is not my...
And so that's like, that whole video was pretty much us flexing.
Like being cool.
Yeah.
Yeah.
One really cool moment from the whole shoot that I got to do was they had a scene where I was like his friend, which was me, I was filming a part of the music video, but I was actually like, and then they put that scene in the shot, and that was the scene that I shot
in the
music video.
That's crazy.
So like in my head, I was like, oh my God, I shot.
You
like,
were like, where's my DP credit?
Exactly. Where the fuck is my
cinematography?
Exactly.
Credit.
I don't know if they actually used that, but I was there the whole time.
That's crazy.
In that shot, and I remember it was recording, and I'm like, hey, am I posing for the camera or am I actually recording this? And you're going to, he's like, no, we're actually going to use this clip.
That's amazing.
And I just remember looking at the lens and I just see him and the four girls dancing next to him. Yeah. I'm just sitting there like, I cannot believe I'm doing this right now.
You're like, is he in focus?
They're trusting me with this shit. I'm like, I keep looking. I was like, is this good? Is this a good shot? Like, should I go up more? Should I go? And I was actually trying to center this shot. Like, I was in work mode. I was trying to get this shot. And I was so scared that I was going to fuck up this shot, but like they used it. It was
so
great.
Cool. I remember watching it because, by the way, for those of you that don't know, this is the Pop Star music video.
Oh, yeah. We should have said that.
It's the Pop Star Drake and Justin Bieber music video.
Yeah.
Iconic. And
I'm the one on the far right in front of the blue car. It was pretty sick.
I remember seeing you at first when you were doing the cinematography shot. I remember being like, what the heck? Is that Zane?
Oh, yeah. It looked like I wasn't even in the music. It looked like I was just shooting.
I was like, what is he doing in this?
Yeah.
But that was so cool.
Yeah, it was really cool. I remember like when that came out, I was like, everything went away. I was like, damn, okay, finally we got this done. It's out and everybody is talking about it.
Did you get paid to be in it?
No.
No.
No, it was, I mean, I wasn't expecting, like, what are they going to, like, what are you going to get paid for something like that? You know what I mean?
I don't know.
Like shit like that is just, you just do it.
Oh, yeah.
You just do it, you know?
And
you don't,
are
like,
you so
expect
glad you did it?
Yeah, yeah, I'm glad I did it because it's just there. And,
so
like,
cool.
I can look back in 20 years, oh, you know, I was on a Drake and Justin Bieber music.
Like,
it's just something so, like, minor that's, like,
that'll
I
be
have.
So cool to show your kids.
Yeah,
one day.
Exactly. Yeah.
Like, such a flex.
Honestly, I might forget by the time I have kids. I probably won't forget. They'll probably find it one day and I'll just be like, oh, fuck, yeah, I did that.
Yeah, exactly.
I totally forgot about
on
that.
On set, did you, like, were Drake and Justin Bieber hanging around? Or
no,
were
Drake
they...
wasn't there.
Oh, he wasn't?
No, because Drake is rapping, but Justin Bieber is lip syncing the whole
but
thing.
But he wasn't
so
there.
He,
I figured he'd be there a little.
No,
he wasn't?
No.
That's crazy.
No, I guess he has a team where, like, they make sure everything is done to...
I love that.
Yeah, so he wasn't there, but Justin Bieber was there, obviously. So we, like, saw him, and we were just kind of around him.
Amazing.
Just, like,
well, I love that. Well, let's cut to a quick break, and I want to play a quick game of Smash or Pass.
Ooh, okay,
when we get back.
I love this game.
Okay, you guys, we are going to play Smash or Pass.
Oh, I love
but
this
Disney
game.
Disney characters. Have you seen the TikToks?
Yes, I've seen the TikToks.
Oh my God, it's so
I've always
funny.
Wanted to do one. I just haven't done it yet.
You should.
I'm trying to find. I got to gather a range of characters so I can do it.
You should do all Game of Thrones.
Ooh, but Game of Thrones is like kind of old now, you know.
You
but,
can do Euphoria.
I wish that memory, like that part of my brain, like shut off and I forgot everything just so I can rewatch it.
Game of Thrones.
And just enjoy it.
I agree.
Oh my God. It's okay. So good.
So first one, Daenerys, smash or pass?
Oh my God. Smash all the way, 100%.
I'm dial smashing her too. Up. Yeah. So hot. Yeah. God. Love her.
She's awesome. And like, and when she's like outside, like herself, when she's herself, like off camera.
Oh yeah.
She's great. She's the sweetest.
So cute. Sweetest. Wait, have you
girl.
Met her?
No.
Oh my God.
No, but she just seems like a really sweet girl.
He's like, yeah, she's so like, sweet.
I mean, I've watched like probably every single interview from the entire cast. So mm-hmm. like, I've seen how they are.
And just, she's adorable. Yeah, and she's I love awesome. Her blonde hair in Game of Thrones.
I know. Like, she should. I'm surprised she just doesn't do
go
that.
Go blonde.
Yeah, just go blonde and have it long like that.
So hot. Okay, that was an easy one. Woody.
I'm gonna go pass. I don't like his character.
Really?
Yeah.
I feel like I'm smashing. Like I don't mind a cowboy.
Okay. I'm going personality based.
Okay.
You
yeah.
know? Personality based, but no, I'm gonna do looks too. But yeah, no, nah, I'm like, gonna say Woody. There's definitely better characters in Toy Story.
Oh, are
Woody.
You more of a yeah. Jesse?
Jesse, Buzz Lightyear. Buzz Lightyear is cool. He's a sweet
Buzz
dude.
Buzz Lightyear smash.
The dinosaur smash. Come on.
The I see a lot. I see a lot Slinky.
Of my. Oh, smash. I see a lot of myself in that fucking dinosaur.
Wait, such, really?
He's a big idiot. Like me.
Wait, what are the little green things from Toy Story called?
They're not the minions.
They're like, they make those noises.
They are the minions of Toy Story, yes. though. But like, what are they called?
Would you smash?
Would I smash? No, I feel like they're like little babies. So I couldn't smash.
I would pass.
Yeah, they're too babyish.
It's a little dirty. Yeah, exactly. Dirty minds. Okay, Ursula.
Ursula. Oh, God, she's nasty.
I'm passing.
Just mean. Yeah, I
she
can't.
She could probably get freaky with her little tentacle thing.
You know what? You've seen those like those kinky anime yeah. like what do you call the sexual anime like porn?
I don't know. The
tentacles and the butt. You've never like
no.
you've never seen like images of that? I mean,
no.
I'm not saying I watch it, but I've definitely seen it like on Twitter. It's like a thing. It's definitely like
Twitter is like unhinged.
Oh yeah.
You can see some whack ass shit.
Oh yeah,
on there.
There's like a few people that I like follow because they're friends, but they're also porn stars. So I just they'll post. I'm just like, oh my God, I forget that like you can post whatever you want on
yeah,
Twitter.
It's pretty
so
crazy.
I'll see like a cute little like puppies and then I'll see a pair of titties.
And yeah. ass. Yeah.
Exactly. It's just like Twitter is just the craziest thing. You just get all types of content on there.
It is. Okay, Ursula, smash or pass.
Pass. I'm passing.
Yeah. Look at that mouth. Cersei.
Oh my smash.
You love Cersei.
I love Cersei. She's incredible. Oh my God.
In the show though, she pisses me off.
I know, but I still love her on the show. She's like one of the top three characters on the show. I love her like how witty she is and how evil she is, but she like does it in such a sexy way.
Yeah. Okay. I'll smash her. You convinced me.
Yeah.
She's your favorite character, no?
She's one of my favorite characters. Yeah.
Who else do you like?
I love Maisie Williams.
Oh yeah.
Arya. Oh my God. She's great.
I love Tyrion.
Yeah. Tyrion's great.
Love
the
him.
Whole fucking cast okay. is great. Put them all in my bed.
Mike Wazowski. Here's the thing. He has one eye, so I feel like I would feel like really hot because he just like wouldn't see everything.
Oh yeah. Exactly.
You know?
Yeah, no, I mean, but it's big, so like everything is like fisheye, so it's good. Everything's like kind of morphed, so you might look kind of weird to him,
yeah.
You know, in a weird way.
I think I'm going to pass.
I'm gonna pass on him too.
Yeah,
yeah, I don't see myself smashing at all.
Okay.
Oh my.
Smash.
Have you seen that figure?
I know.
Come on.
Her waist, she like invented the BBL.
100% invented the BBL. I don't know what Disney was thinking.
Yeah.
They definitely had some BBLs.
She went to Mexico.
They had some BBLs drawing that out. They're like, okay, look, we're gonna do this to her.
Also, the way she can like stretch.
Oh yeah.
Is flexible.
And still keep that figure? Come on.
She's amazing. And she's like a mom hot.
Yeah, exactly. And she's like very like loves her kids.
She's a classy woman.
Very family.
Freaking
family oriented. Yeah.
Yeah. Okay. Mufasa.
That's smashing. That's not Mufasa.
Isn't it?
Wait. Mufasa's the bad guy, I thought.
No, Scar is the bad guy.
Oh, I thought Mufasa was the fucking, the right? evil, the past 10, 15 years, I thought Scar was Mufasa.
Hold on, let me triple
No, but check. You're 100% right. I'm like, I'm an idiot. You got to remember that. I definitely would not know that. Jeez.
Wait, would you smash or pass though?
Oh, smash for sure. Look at that fucking hunk.
Mufasa.
Wow. Unbelievable.
Dude, yeah, smash. Daddy.
Yeah, he's like brave. courageous. He also family oriented. Yeah.
Family oriented.
Very family oriented.
He's like the king.
Exactly.
Man of the house. I love it. Successful.
Remember, personality based.
Yeah. Tarzan. Personality.
He's fun. He's cool. Definitely smash. Yeah.
I think definitely smash.
And he has good fucking pecs and shit.
Also, I
he
feel
takes
like
care of himself.
He can like swing from like trees and you could like, yeah.
He could swing on my vine. That's a damn sure.
I'm done.
Oh, but wait, look at them feet though.
Look
wait.
At his calves.
Oh, fuck. No, I'm talking about the feet. Look at that.
The toe.
Yeah, that's not good. You know what, pass.
I don't mind. I'm smashing.
Okay.
I love his tan too. Okay, Cinderella.
Baby, smash.
Mary.
I know she's all dolled up and looks like very pure, but
no, Mary.
Imagine if she's in like sweatpants and a hoodie.
Sweatpants, hair down, tied, chilling with no makeup on.
Come on. And with a glass of wine watching Euphoria, come on,
hot.
Smash.
Yeah, Mary.
Smash, Mary.
Yeah. Captain Hook.
Ah.
But like, what that hook do? You know?
Protect that hook and we can take it to the bed.
I don't know. He's also a little scary.
Yeah, he's too scary for me.
He gives me creepy, like EBGB.
I would sleep with one eye open. You know what I mean?
Yeah, I think I'm passing.
I'm going to pass too.
Yeah.
Yeah, good choice.
Stitch.
Oh, smash. Oh,
really?
Come on. Yeah, look at him.
Look at his mouth.
So what?
Wait, why?
You have to, as a human, no,
he's
I couldn't
freaky.
Smash. But like if I was an animal.
Okay, if you were one of him.
If I was, like, in his world, an animal, I'd be like, oh, yeah, smash.
I feel like he's, like, Sneaky Link material.
Yeah.
Okay.
And he's down to have fun. He's down to try new things. Remember, he did the lay competition. He's down to try new things, you know?
You know what? You're changing my mind a little.
You have to really think outside of the box with these characters,
period.
You know?
Smash Stitch.
But you know what? Smash and Pass is just by Smash or Pass. Just like it's very simple, but I'm dissecting everything.
I like that we're dissecting because he's quite the guy. Yeah. Mm-hmm. He has a lot to him.
So I'm gonna smash.
Joffrey.
I gotta pass. He was such a dick.
Pass. I hate
all
him.
All I wanted was for him to fucking die.
Yeah.
Like every episode I was just like, when is this motherfucker gonna
genuinely,
be killed?
Genuinely, I would say one of the most hated characters in anything.
Ever.
Yeah.
Ever.
He
and I kind of feel bad for him. Because
I don't.
That no, I feel bad for him as an actor.
Oh,
because
yeah.
that just like sticks with him. Like everywhere he goes, it's like I would never approach him.
Yeah,
you know what I mean. Because like his character in the show, like I would just be like, oh god, I don't know if I, like you
his
know what?
Look too. Those like piercing like blue eyes, like are a little freaky.
Yeah,
like
a little scary. But like he was casted perfectly. The fact that you can hate him outside of off camera
means a lot.
That they did a really good job.
I'm passing.
I'm gonna pass though.
Yeah. Dick. Donald Duck. I think I'm gonna pass.
He's fresh as fuck. I love that bow. That hat, like very stylish, but I'm gonna have to pass. You know the
yeah, and the
you
little...
think about what that sound makes and his sound.
I feel like he's a gentleman though.
Absolutely.
Right? But I'm passing.
If I was a duck. No, if I was a duck, I still wouldn't.
Really?
I'd go for more of that that other duck with the black one with the orange
what's that?
Maybe that was like a platypus.
Oh, Perry the platypus?
No, not Perry. I think he's in Looney Tunes.
Oh, I don't know.
I don't know. I can't think of it right now.
You know what? I feel like Donald Duck is like he doesn't have swag.
No.
Like he's a little awkward.
He's way behind.
Yeah. I'm passing.
And he'll never catch up.
Yeah. But classic. Yeah. Genie.
Oh, he's fun. Smash.
I think smash because he could give me three wishes.
Exactly.
Like, you know what I mean?
But if he, like, you know, just like in this industry, if you know people, you get more. So I'm sure if he's like, you know, he's part of the crew,
he's gonna
give you like seven wishes for sure.
He's for sure a freak.
And you know, he doesn't have a boss. He's his own boss.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Well, that was it. That was our smash and pass.
Okay.
Pretty fun, huh?
Yeah.
Have you seen the Julia Fox sound on TikTok?
Yes.
Uncut.
I actually didn't. I wasn't on TikTok for like a good 4 or 5 days. And then when we recorded our last podcast,
they brought it up.
Heath, Matt, and Mariah kept on saying that. I was like, what the hell are you guys talking about? And they're like, wait, how have you not seen it?
Yeah.
I was like, I have no idea what you're talking about. And they showed it to me. And I like could not believe it.
Hilarious.
Would you say that
yay is your muse?
Yay is your
yay's muse. Your and then I'll be Alex.
Okay.
Would you say that your yay's muse?
Well, when I don't know the line. She says a name and then she's like, bah, 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 bah. Uncut Jazz. She's like, when we're filming Uncut Jazz.
I mean, I was Josh Stafty's muse in Uncut Jazz.
But I was Josh Stafty's muse in Uncut Jazz. It's crazy. Obviously, it went viral, and I'm sure it like did not make her feel good, right? And then she commented on it saying, hey, so I know this is like going viral, but like you have to understand that English is not my first language. Like, baby, it's not that.
Yeah.
It's not because it doesn't matter if English is your first language or fifth language. Uncut Jazz. That's not like a foreign way to speak English. That's just how you talk in English.
She was like Uncut Jazz.
Uncut Jazz. And I have no room to talk. I'm an idiot and I stutter all the time. But it's funny. If you get caught up in something like that and everyone's making fun of you for it, the best thing to do is to join the train.
Yeah.
You can't be against it, because if people see you're against it, they're just going to go at you harder.
Yeah.
You have to make fun of yourself.
Agreed.
For it. That's what I learned that very quickly in the beginning. You cannot let it get to you, and especially publicly. Like, bitch about it, moan about it behind the camera, yes. But as soon as that camera's on, oh, I love that joke. Yeah. Oh my God, it's so funny.
So funny.
Yeah. Like, did I tell you about the time Jason leaked my nut? My balls.
So Jason, especially back then,
he would film a lot, right?
Okay.
Film everything. And Jason's a type where he doesn't like really look over his editing.
Oh, shit.
So you have to like really watch what you say around his camera, because
it
might not get edited out. So I remember he was just like talking to me on the couch, right? And I'm sitting there in my boxers and my nut is just out. It's just completely out. And he's editing it, and just, I can't believe not one moment he looked, like, he didn't bother to look down an inch to see that my genitals are out. And I remember he posted it, and all of a sudden I start seeing all these tweets, and I'm like, what the hell is everybody talking about? Because, you know, I don't post, I don't take nudes. What the hell are they talking about? And then I go to Jason's video, and it's just there. And it's not just for a second. The whole time I'm talking to him, just my nut is out.
No.
And immediately everyone's making fun of me for it. So in my head, I was like, oh my God.
Mortifying.
I have to be the first one to say something.
Yeah.
Because it wasn't getting to a ton of people, but it was enough where I saw like maybe like 8 to 10 tweets already.
Okay.
So I was like, oh, I'm going to get in front of it.
Yeah.
Immediately, I post a tweet saying, I cannot believe this happened to me. And then I post another tweet saying something about a nut.
Yeah.
And then that was it. I was free.
Yeah. Yeah.
I was done. Everybody saw that I was joking around about it. So you can't come for me for it.
Yeah.
Because guess what?
Because you
it's not gonna bother me.
Yeah.
You're just wasting your time. It's bothering me, but on the internet, you're just wasting your time.
Genuinely so funny.
It was hilarious. I mean, to this day, I find it so funny. And then one day, months later, I mistakenly got back at him.
No way.
By posting him nude, but I forgot to edit it out.
So normally
when I film and like there's something nude or like a bunch of, I'll put like a black box over it, and I will, because I don't know how to use Final Cut to like blur.
Oh, yeah.
I will take the black box and I'll keep moving it around the screen until it's
off the screen. I need to show you how to blur something.
Yeah, you need to show, because I do not know how to. I still to this day don't know how to do that.
It's the sensor filter on Final Cut.
Got it. Okay. Yeah. I'll show you. You'll show me later.
When you film something.
Well, I filmed everything. I edited everything on iMovie back then.
Oh, okay.
So I had to do the black box. And all of our friends did the black box too. Nobody did the blur. Nobody knew how to use that. So I think when I edited the black box over his ass, or like, I remember I was like, it was such a funny shot, but there was a moment where like somebody, one of my friends were dragging him across the grass, and he was completely naked on his stomach being dragged. Like everything. And I remember filming right behind it. It was fucking hilarious. And I was like, oh my God, this is gonna be great. So I put it and I do all the black boxes over his ass the whole time. And it, like, you can see like his genitals like peeking through his ass. And so I put the black boxes, and I don't know what happened while editing. I deleted all the boxes and I exported it, and then I uploaded it.
No.
And I remember uploading, and it was up for 5 minutes, and I always watch my videos after it's uploaded. I don't know why. I like to just see what people are seeing.
Yeah.
So I was watching, and I'm just watching, and all of a sudden it comes. I'm just like, oh my God. Oh my God. And like in my head, I was like, first of all, YouTube already probably caught this, like, yeah, through their system. Like, they know that there is a giant fucking ass vaginal just on, like, the screen. Because, yeah, you know how they have those, like, yeah, robots that check. So immediately I delete it, and it already probably had, like, 20,000 views on it. And I immediately call Jason, and I'm like, Jason, don't freak out. He's like, what? I was like, remember the scene, remember the shot that I got of you being dragged across the grass? I forgot to blur it out.
Oh my God, I would want
to
die.
And he was just like, what do you mean you forgot it, bro? I was like, it deleted and then it just uploaded. I'm just so sorry.
Did anyone screen record it or anything?
It definitely got screen recorded. I haven't seen it in years.
Okay.
But somebody has that in their files.
Oh my God, that's awful.
100%.
Oh my God.
But it wasn't like, it wasn't his front, you know what, okay, I mean? So like, it wasn't, thank anything God, where it's like crazy. It was just his ass with a little bit of cherry in the back. But it was
dead.
It was hilarious. And Jason was just like, looks like you got back at me. Looks like you got your revenge. I'm like, I know, I didn't mean to do it, but like, yeah, it looks
genuinely
like I did get it.
Genuinely hilarious.
Yeah, it was so fucking funny.
That's why have you ever taken nudes? I'm not a nude taker personally because I'm just terrified.
I think I have in the past, but I never, like, I just delete it.
Yeah.
I take it. I'm like, okay, delete. Like, yeah. I get too scared to have that shit on my phone.
Yeah. Same.
Especially with how many people get fucking hacked these days and these celebrities getting hacked. I'm like, no way.
Yeah.
Last thing I want is my dick all over the internet. Yeah. And for people to just like take that and like do memes and shit, I'll be like, oh, that would drive me.
That would be my 13th reason.
Yeah, that would be my 13th reason, 100%. That would not
be
good.
That's crazy. Wait, so I want to talk to you a little bit about dating. Are you dating anyone right now?
I'm not dating anyone right now.
Yeah, single. Yeah, I see single. Your single like content.
Yeah, it's I'm not gonna lie, it's pretty hard to like find somebody out here. Like I go out, dude, here and there, and it's just like, everybody is kind of, and you know, I'm not judging, but like, I just feel like everybody's kind of like the same. It's very competitive out here. And I feel like just all the girls that I meet, they are like kind of the same. I hate saying this. I hate like just judging, but like, I just feel like,
it's a fair thing to say.
Like my girl or like my wife, my future wife is like not in this state. She's like in like Tennessee or some shit.
No, I literally am convinced I have to Amazon Prime a dude from the Midwest to live here or to date.
Yeah. Because it's not surprising. Yeah, it's hard. It's tough, especially we're all hanging around the same people all the time.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Do you like, what are you looking for? Like someone not in the influencer space? Or like entertainment world? You want a normal person?
I'm always like back and forth with that because a girl in the industry, she gets it.
Yeah.
So I feel like it would be easier to deal with stuff. Like if I have to like shoot for something for 3 days straight, like that person would understand.
And you both have insane schedules and you get it.
Exactly.
Versus someone that has a 9-to-5, like that's really hard.
It is. It is tough because people with 9-to-5s, their free time's at night, but there's times where we don't have free time at night.
And then you're about to go film.
Exactly.
Yeah.
And it's just like, I feel like that turns into like it starts building up. And then
chaos, like it's building up resentment.
It starts with the R. Resentment. Yeah, it causes resentment. It's like, he's not taking the time to see me, but it's like,
totally,
no, we're working. But like, I understand that you're working like from morning to 5 and you only have this time to, you know. But like, I've been like single just most of my life, you know. Mm-hmm. I've been single. I guess the most I can say is just like, I just have fun. I guess, you know, for now.
What would you say are like some qualities like you would love to have in your future partner?
I think humor is such a huge, huge thing.
Funny girl.
Nice is aware. Just
like self-aware.
Self-aware. I think that's
no, that's big.
That's big. That's big. But
can read a room, knows when to leave on time. Yeah, like shit like that.
Yeah, yeah.
Doesn't overstay your welcome. That's the worst type of person. It's like, dude, how did you not read the room?
Yeah.
Like wrong timing. Bro.
Exactly. Yeah. That's because I know that's all I think about is like, half my brain is always like, all right, Zane, just as long as you're self-aware, just know when to leave, just know when to shut the fuck up. No.
So much of life is timing.
Yeah. Yeah, exactly. But yeah, honestly, like my main thing is just like personality and humor, you know, and then looks come like second and third.
Yeah.
Are you
actively looking? Like, do you want a girlfriend right now or are you just kind of
living
your life?
I'm definitely not actively looking. I feel like I have in the past and that hasn't got me anywhere. So I'd rather just let it happen.
Do you have dating apps?
I do have dating apps.
Which ones do you use?
I use Bumble, Tinder, and Raya.
Okay.
Yeah, but I don't I'm not like on all three of them. Yeah. I just like some you months dilly-dally. I'll stick to one, and then some I'll just.
Sometimes when I'm like hungover and have anxiety on Sundays, I'm like,
yeah,
pull them up.
But I'm not gonna lie, I'm really bad at those dating apps. Because I'm not good at texting at all. I'm not good at texting my friends.
I hate texting. So
how am I gonna be good at texting girls that I don't know at all? Because it'll just be like, hey, how are you doing? Good.
It's like you gotta meet.
Exactly. Yeah. So I like every time I like say, hey, how are you doing? Blah blah blah. I immediately go, what are you doing tonight? Or what are you doing tomorrow?
Love that.
But sometimes that works. Sometimes that doesn't work. But like my success rate on like dating apps has been like close to fucking 1%. It's like it just doesn't work. And there's times where I do meet up with the girls, but like it just doesn't work.
Are you the type of person that's like, oh, I'm gonna take you on a date, or are you like, come hang out with my friends?
It depends. Well, if it's the first time meeting, come hang out with my friends.
Really?
I never want to do a first date with a girl I don't know. I don't know why. Yeah, I don't know why. It scares me. Yeah.
Well, it's a lot of commitment. Like, if it sucks, you know within the first minute if it's going to suck or not. And then you have to, like, get drinks and, like, maybe do a dinner.
I feel like I see more of how we're going to be together when she's out with my friends.
Friend group. Yeah.
Yeah, because I see the way she's, like, talking to
That's
other people.
Fair.
I see how she's, like, responding. And then I see how she's talking to me.
Yeah.
It's much easier for me to tell than a date, because I feel like a date is just, like, because I know I'm not myself on a date. I'm going to be overthinking everything. I'm going to try to pretend I'm like the best person.
Yeah.
You know, if you see me around my friends or even I'm down to meet with like a girl's friend group.
Uh-huh.
I don't mind doing that either. But I just feel like it's more real and you're able
That's
to see the person for who they are more than a date.
Yeah. A date almost feels like an interview.
Exactly.
It is.
It pretty much is an interview. It's question, answer. And if you don't like the person, then you don't get hired. It's just like,
and
then it breaks off.
Interviews aren't really real anyway. Like, everyone's putting on what they want to be perceived as versus how they actually are.
Yeah. But if I do really like a girl, I will take her on
a
date.
Where
but
are
I,
you
do,
taking
not,
a
I
girl?
Do not take girls on dates if I don't like them. You know how guys will take girls on dates if they're like, want to have a good night or whatever? I don't even do the dates. I just go straight to, hey, let's go out or let's
copy.
You know, yeah.
And do you, if you find a girl that you really like, where are you taking her on a date in LA?
A girl that I really like, I'll take her to like a nice restaurant.
What restaurant?
What
restaurants?
There's like 6-7 to choose from. We got like Catch.
Okay.
And we got
Cini.
We got like Mastro's.
I've never been to Mastro's.
It's okay.
I need to go.
It's like a steak. If you really like steak, it's a good place to go. I'm like not the biggest fan of steak.
Okay.
If you give me like 8 steaks, I'm only going to like one of them.
No.
Like I only like skirt steak. But
really?
Like the T-bone, like the filet mignon. I don't really eat those type of steaks.
You know what you love and I love is that truffle sushi from Catch.
Yeah. Oh my God.
So good.
Anything like that is so good. It's just,
that was a good dinner.
Just so high quality.
Yeah.
And you don't get that shit in Florida. You do not get like fancy shit. Like if you go
Indiana?
To a fancy restaurant in Florida, their best thing on the menu is like the worst thing on the menu in like a
good
restaurant here.
Oh, it's like Texas
here.
Roadhouse.
Yeah.
Yeah, in Indiana.
Yeah, I've definitely spoiled myself out here.
Yeah.
That's why I love going out to eat here.
Oh.
Because you do not get that shit
it's
like
quality.
You do in Florida. Yeah.
Okay,
it's just
so Catch, Mastro's, what else?
There's this Japanese restaurant that we just got introduced to. It's called Matsuhisa.
Whoa, I've never heard of that.
It's amazing. Fun fact. You know Nobu?
Yeah.
So the guy, Mr. Nobu.
Does he own that place too?
He owns that place. So he actually doesn't even go to Nobu. He doesn't work at Nobu. He cooks at Matsuhisa.
Oh my God, I've heard of that.
Yeah.
Now. Okay. Where is that?
It's
West Hollywood?
Somewhere around there.
Okay.
Yeah. It's amazing. You have to go eat there.
Have you been to Yamashiro?
No, I've heard so many
you
people talk about
it.
When I look at it on my Google Maps, it's just so big.
Dude,
it's
sick.
So big, but I've never been there or seen it
You
before.
Should take a girl there or just go with friends. It's so cool and fun.
Is it like just a giant Japanese garden?
Yeah, and it's like literally in the Hollywood Hills, so it's like an insane view.
Wow.
And it's like so close. Like if you're going through the canyon, like from the valley, it's so close and easy to get to.
Is it hard to make a reservation there?
Not as hard as you'd think.
Really?
Like Alicia, we had her birthday like dinner there and we had a big table
last
year. Yeah,
cool.
They're amazing.
Okay.
You should
nice.
Go.
Nice.
Where else?
Free food is always nice.
Yeah.
Where else? I'm always down to go to like a Lazy Dog or something.
Okay.
Or like
what's that?
You never heard of Lazy Dog? Oh my God.
Wait, what is that?
It's up in Santa Clara. There's one in Long Beach and one up
Okay.
Past Santa Clarita, worth a drive.
What is it?
Go take all your friends, go to Lazy Dog. It is the best. It's not like a fancy restaurant. Okay. It's like a TGI Fridays, but like a little more high end.
Okay.
But man, their food is bomb as hell, and it's cheap.
I love chain restaurants
like
that.
It's cheap, too. You get your bill, you get six friends eating there, the bill's like $90.
Live, laugh, love.
It's crazy. Wow. It's so, so good. I stand by it. Like, I would eat there like 3 times a week if I could.
That's amazing.
It's just really unhealthy because it's like a lot of fried food and stuff. Okay. But so I can't wait for you to go eat there. And then
maybe we should go and we'll get a group to go.
Oh, yeah. Oh, Heath would love that.
That would be
I think Heath and I are going to do a cheat day there.
I was going to say, you should do a filming. Like, you should film it.
Film eating there?
Yeah, if you love it so much, do a mukbang.
We don't like to film around people like that.
Oh, like
that's
in
weird.
Public?
Yeah. Everyone's just staring and you're just like.
That is true. Yeah.
Heath and I both like hate being
you kind of get the ick.
Yeah, we get the ick. It's because I've seen people do that. And like, I don't like. Obviously, do your thing.
No, you're judging.
It's just like a little bit of judging. It's just like, you could just like eat too and not film it. But, you know, we all film shit.
No, I was thinking more so like, you get it. You know how Joe does his mukbangs?
Oh, like you take it with you.
Because if you love it so much, yeah.
God, I thought you meant in the restaurant.
No.
Oh, God. I was like, oh, no, I can't do that.
No.
I'd have to, if I was drunk, I would.
Oh, film.
Because you don't care.
Yeah.
When you're drunk. Like, everybody could be staring. And you're just like, yeah, hey, guys.
No.
But when I'm sober, I'm just like, oh, no way.
Yeah.
Oh, get me out of here.
You're one of the first people that I met when we were out to dinner and you ordered an espresso martini with tequila because I do that.
Oh, yeah?
Too. But we need to come up with a good name for it. Because
Because a martini is vodka, right?
Yeah. And an espresso martini is espresso martini with vodka. But what is it? Like a dirty espresso martini with tequila? Or like, you know what I mean?
Maybe it's an espresso tequini.
Tequini. Yeah. It's kind of good.
Yeah, tequini. It's an espresso tequini.
Have you called it that before?
No.
You know what? You guys should do a Cremota event one day and you have espresso martinis.
I know. We talk about it all the time.
Oh, you do? Okay.
Oh, yeah. That's
such a good idea.
It's a great idea. It's a great idea. No,
that would be sick.
Because we love espresso martini. Yeah. That's like our favorite.
You should do like TikToks and shit on the Cremota page, like how to do an espresso martini with your guys' coffee.
Oh, yeah. Good idea. Mm-hmm. Good idea.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. I'm going to airdrop you the aesthetic Cremota photos that I took. Remember I showed you them.
Perfect. We need something to post.
Perfect. Okay. Well, Zane, it has been such a delight having you on the pod.
Thank you so much.
Thank you so much. Where can everyone follow you, find you, buy your coffee?
Okay. You could follow me on all the platforms at Zane, Z-A-N-E. You could buy our coffee at Cremota.com. We have all the flavors available. We have merch, everything.
It's so good. I love the coffee.
It's really good coffee, guys. I would not, like, Heath and I are picky with our coffees, and it is good fucking coffee.
And you have good-ass flavors.
Yes. Yeah. The flavors just, like, they complement each other very well. Like, because normally when you get, like, flavored coffee, it's not good. You feel the separation of the coffee.
It feels, not real. Like,
exactly.
It feels inauthentic.
Exactly. But like, Cremota, we did it.
It's rich.
Yes, we did it beautifully.
It's giving rich.
So you can buy that at Cremota.com. We're going to have these out soon.
Period.
These
Nutties, crewnecks.
Yes. And then you could watch our podcast, me and Heath's podcast at Zany Heath Unfiltered. You could catch us on the audio form, which you'll find on Spotify, Google, and you know,
podcasts,
all those.
Wherever you get your
podcasts. And then you could check us out on YouTube on Tuesdays at youtube.com/Zane and Heath.
And I actually prefer watching it on YouTube.
Oh, me too. Yeah. It's fun to watch podcasts.
So good. Yeah.
Because you have to see like the facial expressions and all that, the shit that's happening.
Well, you have so many people on your podcast, it's like fun to watch the dynamic.
Exactly.
Yeah.
You know what? You're right. The more people, I feel like that's when
it's
you want to watch
exciting.
It.
It's more exciting.
Yeah.
Anyway, yeah, guys, go check them out. Go buy Cremota, follow Unfiltered, and be sure to subscribe, comment down below, I don't know, your favorite type of coffee or something like that.
Let's see it. We're going to pick your favorite flavors and we're going to make that
exactly. And be sure to listen to the podcast wherever you get your podcast and make someone's day this week. Peace.
Nice. Bye, guys.
Bye.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger. For thousands of appetizing ingredients that inspire countless mouthwatering meals. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices. Plus, extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. And up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with points. So you can get big flavors and big savings. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply. When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger. For thousands of appetizing ingredients that inspire countless mouthwatering meals. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week, and up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with points. So you can get big flavors and big savings. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.